Blog Talk Radio.
Harder than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Hi, good morning, Russell.
Good morning, how are you?
Hi, this is Vanilla, how are you?
Oh, Vanilla, you are a phenomenal woman. I'm glad you called in. We're celebrating this Women's History Month. Just give us a little bit about yourself, and we'll give you a shout-out this morning so let you know the wonderful things you're doing and opportunities that people can get just knowing you.
Oh, great, great, great. Good morning. It's a good work you're doing for the community, Russell. I am a coach, a life coach, and a fitness trainer. And for some people, that may be a strange combination, but I think it's very important for women particularly because we want to live well, we want to live long, and we want to be strong, and we want to be beautiful, and we want to be sexy. And that's what my business does. My coaching is to encourage women to live the best life that they can live as long as they want to live it and as strong as they want to live it. So I've been doing that now for over 20 years.
Wow. I tell you, what you're doing and what you're providing is a need. It's a void. There's millions of women that want that in their life. And it's not an unusual combination. To be a life coach and a physical trainer, personal trainer, is two combinations that go hand in hand. Because if you don't have your life together, it doesn't matter how good your health together. You can have good health and your life could be messed up. So you need to be in the order of having your life in order and your health in order.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. And so keeping with what you just said, what we're finding, what we know, is that the health conditions in among women and health conditions in the Black community is so grave that we have no choice. We are dealing with a public health issue, and that's an increase in diabetes, an increase in heart disease and heart attacks that's growing among women. And our children. What I think a lot of people don't know, for instance, is that type 2 diabetes is beginning to show up in children. And type 2 diabetes was considered adult onset. And that's happening only because of our diet and our lack of exercise. And who can change all of that are women, because we're the ones raising children, cooking for them, loving our men, loving our children, keeping everything kosher. And when we're not doing it, they're not getting it. So our responsibility is
You're absolutely right. there's a doctor that's coming on. She does home services to home and know what kind of radiation you have. And said that she was talking about the same thing as far as women and children getting health issues that they don't need to have. Stay on the line. I'm going to bring up another lady from 202-577. You're on the line. Go ahead. Is the doctor on? What you're saying is true, though. We need to make sure that we basically are doing what's necessary. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to make sure that this is a Women's History Month, and this month is something that really, really is needed now, because we don't talk enough about what women are doing. They basically are doing a lot, and sometimes, like yourself, you've been doing this for 20 years, and if people don't know about it, how does it get out?
That's right.
And you living what you say. I mean, you have the health look, you have the intelligence, you have the lifestyle, and people need to know that if you can do it, they can do it.
And I'll show them how to do it.
Give us the opportunity. Talk about how they can get in touch with you. Give me your website or your email address or your phone number.
My email is my first name, Vanella, Vanella, the number 2, at mac.com. My number, 202-529-1561.
Excellent. I want you to be at the event also coming up on the 22nd of March. It's going to
be
at the Sadavance restaurant on Georgia Avenue, 4800 block of Georgia Avenue, Decatur and Georgia Avenue. We're going to be spotlighting different women and businesses. We got an artist coming. We've got several people coming, but it's going to be an opportunity where you can come and network, and they can see you hands-on in a setting where you can talk about your business and network. And that's what it's all about this now. It's about networking. The lines are lit up. We're going to take this break, and when you come back, we're going to take some more calls. Vanella, if you have time, you can stay on the line. We're going to
take
the next caller up. It's 202-577. We're going to take her on the line. But make sure that people know what you do, because it's so important that we get this word out now. And this is one of the first opportunities now to do it on what they call Women's Women's History Month. So it's it. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
Waitress, and you will get 15 to 20% off. Also, Tori's restaurant on 7th and V Street is a Black Card Welcome restaurant. It's the Black Card now is the card that basically is changing the DMV. It's making sure that we keep businesses open, stop domestic violence and suicide. So we make sure that this happens through the Black Card. Get your Black Card now. Go to www.bethermagazine.com. Click on the Black Card. Caller, you on the air, 240-705. You on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Russell.
This is Juicy Fruit.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Juicy
how are you?
Fruit. Oh, man. Say hello to Vanilla. Vandella, I mean. Say hello to Vandella.
It's Vanilla.
Hello,
it's Vanilla.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Tell us about you, the phenomenal woman you are, and what you have coming up, what you're doing.
Well, I'm calling because my friend and I, which is Miss Odessa, we are doing a Tuesday night oldies the goodies on at Sandoval on Georgia Avenue. That's 4908 Georgia Avenue Northwest every Tuesday night. And at the present time, we're trying to get everyone to come in and support us. And everyone in D.C. loves Oldie but Goodie. The DJ's off the chain. The restaurant is off the chain. The food is fabulous. And we just have a good time, and we want to just get it going on. And my best friend, Russell, has said that he would come and support us. He will be there doing a fair on the 22nd. So please, everyone, please come out and try to support us. I have been in entertainment for almost maybe 10 to 15 years. And I love what I do, and I enjoy what I do. I am also a CBer, which a lot of my CB friends will come. I travel around, and I talk on the mic, and we just have fun all over. So, like I said, I just need everybody to come out and support me and just help us. Everybody likes Oldie but Goodies. So please, just come out and say, stop by, swing a little bit, eat a little bit, and just enjoy.
Okay.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's about making things happen, networking, release yourself. Just like Vandell was saying, you got to keep your body moving. You want to do a little dancing. You want to make sure that you look healthy, you be healthy, get in the right frame of mind. Life is too short now. I know for myself, I'm in the fourth quarter of my life. I played a lot of quarters. I've got some mileage on me, but I ain't no, we call it no spring chicken, but I'm no dead rooster either. So here's the key, we want to make sure that things are still kicking in your life. And the way to do that is to take hold of your life, get a hold of, if you're a woman, get a hold of Vandella so she can get you some kind of life coaching. Also get you this health thing. If you want to look good, you don't want to look like a baboon drink of vinegar toward the end of your life, or period. You want to keep yourself looking nice. So
yes,
somebody like you, she's always active. She's doing things. She's a phenomenal woman. This is what this month's all about, Women's History Month. We're celebrating Women's History Month, and women have history in this town. We've got these callers, the lines are just lit up. We're going to take another break, and we come back, take some more calls. You're listening to the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Harder than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
Hello.
This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
Yeah.
She's walking on fire.
Women are on fire. Everybody's on fire this morning. It's Women's History Month. Doctor, are you on the air?
I'm here, Mr. Price. How are you this morning?
Welcome aboard. It's fantastic to have you. I think we still have Brandella on the line. Brandella, you on the line still? Okay. Brandella, are you on the line? Doctor, first off, tell us who you are and what you
I'm
do.
I'm right here.
Oh, Brandella, so say hello to Dr. Alas. She's going to tell us about what she does. It's phenomenal what she does. It's in a connection to something what you do also, being a life coach and this health thing. But Dr. Alas, tell us what you do.
Yeah.
You're going to be there on the 22nd. And it's so phenomenal what you're doing. But give us your little background what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Price. I'm a registered nurse, formerly of the nursing faculty at Howard University. I am currently a scholar in residence at Teachers College, Columbia University in New York City. I'm in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education. I've been a registered nurse for 40 years, and here's the problem I'm working on now. We are under a national call to action from the Office of the Surgeon General and the Center for Disease Control. What's the problem? The problem is we're living in too many environmental toxins. Where are they coming from? They are coming from the electrical current in your house. You know the wall behind your bed that has a electrical socket that you plug your alarm clock into? Well, guess what? That socket can be giving off levels of radiation that are as high as a taser gun. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you're so tired and fatigued and sleepy, you might even feel more fatigued than you were when you went to bed at night. And the household chemicals that we've been using, guess what? They're making us poison and contributing to all kinds of diseases like cancer and diabetes. And so that's what I do. That's what I do, Mr. Price. I work with engineers, and we have a whole new nursing concept. We have a major paradigm shift in medicine now in home care because nurses are learning engineering skills. So when they come in your house to take care of you at home, they're also going to be evaluating this one question: is your house making you sick?
Wow. That's serious. Your house making you sick?
Yes.
Now, you're going to meet her live, up close and personal, on March 26th at the Sadovas restaurant. She's also a black card holder. She will definitely tell you how and what you can do to make your house safe and not making you sick. You don't know what's going on to you in your house until you actually have it evaluated by Dr. Lau. Just call us on the line, 202-577. You on the line. Go ahead, speak up. Anyone else on the line, you can speak up right now. You're on the line with Russell Price, The Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Vandella, tell us how you got started with this. What made you go into being a life coach?
I had a desire. Well, first of all, let me say this, because I think it's important for people to hear it like this. It's born in me, and I think for most people there's some strong, passionate thing that's born in me. Luckily, I got to cultivate it at a high school event, you know, where people come out and they talk to you and you get to see what jobs are available, what vocations are. And so we had one of those kind of days at school, and a woman was talking about something that interested me. And as I went from high school into college, I began to study different human service areas, and I pursued high school, college degrees, and so forth. Now, what really turned things around for me is nurse who just spoke. What is your name again?
Dr. Alali, like lollipop. And you can just call me Dr. A because everybody in D.C. and at Howard University calls me like Dr. A, like apple.
Okay. I used to work at Howard. I was in I was a psychiatric social worker there for a while, and worked in psychiatry. So that's something we can talk about when I see you on the 22nd.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you know, Howard has a way of bringing out the best in you. I tell people that the skills in the Howard School of Nursing are so excellent. When I got there, I felt like I had to go to nursing school all over again because their back lawyer program is almost like a nurse practitioner program, and I was really shocked to learn that many of those students leave the School of Nursing and go into the jungles of Africa, and they may be the only healthcare provider for years.
And you see, and that is so important for the public to hear, because people usually hear the worst about Howard, and it's so much good information there.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened with me. You know, I started seeing things and hearing things that I wanted to impact on. So I kept training and exposing myself to different information here and in Africa, and just gaining tools and knowledge and testing them out and practicing them out. And just like you're saying, transforming not how we deliver social service and psychiatry here in America, but first myself. I want to change my view, and that's what happened. And I said, you know what? When people have tools in their brains and at their disposal where they can take care of themselves first, we're going to see a change in outcomes out here.
Absolutely. And that is an excellent point, because we have an identity crisis in Black America. We have an identity crisis because, number one, we've left our first love. If you are in the earth, this is what blew me away when I learned this in nursing, that when a female baby is conceived in her mother's womb,
no doubt,
God puts in her 4 million eggs.
That's right.
4 million eggs. So if you were birthed in the earth, you're already a winner.
Already,
you're already a winner. You, if you came in first place, you have extraordinary gifts, and every single human being has an extraordinary gift. And at Columbia University,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. I want to piggyback on that by saying to you, based on what you just said. I have a seminar on just that one area right there, so that people can, first of all, hear and then see and then practice that they already start out with an advantage that was born inside of us. And I show them, and I can mix science and fun so that people can get that. That's what you're talking about.
Exactly, and this is what's happening. We, the parents, are warriors. We are to defend our children, but we are also to set before them expectations of excellence. There is no archer that shoots an arrow without a target, without an expected end. What is happening is that we as parents are so busy on Facebook, we're so busy texting, we are not taking time to make targets and set forth expectations for our children to meet. And I see this as an identity crisis in my own family. I've had to go back and recircle my children, even though they're adults. I've had to set forth expectations even in their adulthood, because there's so much sensationalizing of pleasure. Everything is about free sex. Everything is about do your thing. Everything is about smoke this over here and take this pill over there. You don't know who has cut what and who has processed what for your demise. I met a lady yesterday. We were in a restaurant waiting for food, and she was in tears. And I said, I'm sorry for whatever happened to you. Can I pray with you? She said, lady, This week I have lost 5 people in my community that was close to me. Young people I watched grow up, and one older person died from heroin in 1 week. Where was their target at? Where was their sense of love? Who validated them? Who blinded them from knowing that they were put in the earth to be God's goodness?
Now,
the goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah. And you know what, though? That is so prevalent. And what I realize is that part of my purpose on the planet is to make people aware of what you're saying and then to show them how to remedy it. Because I know it's not easy. Because this society
is not.
It's, no. And we're growing against the tide. And this society is designed to have people look at things as a problem. Now, everything is not a problem. Only in order to dominate people, then somebody's got to have the problem and somebody has to have the solution. So the people who seem like they are making the decisions here have the solution. Well, that's not true. Your solutions are inside of you.
Exactly.
And when people are empowered,
we're going to take another break. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we want you to have some closing statements. What you're saying is so phenomenal and so necessary. That's why it's powerful to hear women like yourselves discuss this, especially on the airwaves, because this is going to go into the archives, and we're going to be able to hear it over and over again. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we want closing statements. And anyone else who wants to say something, because the lines are lit up at this point. And it's nice to listen, but we want to hear from you. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you.
Statement is this, that I am committed to women who are leaders, and all women are leaders, to pay more attention to their health and to their fitness. And it's not just a body issue. It's mind, body, and the spirit. And people can feel free to call me to get more information about upcoming events and seminars and coaching that they might want for themselves, their families, or groups that they serve. And thank you for the opportunity to share. And I can't wait to meet Dr. A in person.
I'm looking forward to meeting you also, woman of God. My closing statement is simply this. It's all about you and your health. God is doing a new thing for your health. He's heard the prayers of his people crying out for healing. And this is what we have to understand. Your house could be making you sick. And so you need a health physicist, an environment, or an environmental nurse health physicist to come out to your house and spend an hour to 2 hours testing you in your house and testing your house to see if chemicals and radiation of virgin in your house is making you sick. That's what my company does. The toll-free number for us is 800-615-0456. Again, that number is 800-615-0456. Hit us up on our website, www.michi, M-I-C-H-I, health, health.org. Again, that's Michi Health, M-I-C-H-I, the word health.org. And download our free app. We got a free app so you can look at the problem of why so many people are getting cancer. Just go to the Apple Store and look up Healthy Homes 2020. Healthy Homes 2020 and download your free app. And I'll see everybody March 22nd because I got a word for your healthy home.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mr. Ruffo, for the opportunity to see you. And thank you, everybody, for listening in today.
It's all about you. Networking on the radio. We'll see you on March 22nd. Go to www.bethermagazine.com. Get your black card. The black card is now $199. It's going to $250 by June. We had that special for $49. Only the people that was trying to get people to see and introduce this card to. Don't hesitate. Don't participate. If you need to, please go to www.bethermagazine. Click on the black card now. We'll see you on March 22nd. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. We'll see you March 22nd.